is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Sultan?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open until 4am Monday to Saturday and 2am on Sundays.
You're listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. Been dangerously.
Bailrig FM.
Good morning, Lancaster. This is the Big Bailrig Breakfast broadcast on 95.3 FM with me, Sam Carruthers. It's 8:04 in the morning, and we're back with another brilliant show lined up for you as always. Very wet and windy one this morning. We've got a weather update on the way for you, as well as a brilliant spotlight session planned, so stick around.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. water. And I think about all the things, but, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. 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 Valerie.
You're listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
So that was Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson with Valerie, starting off our show this morning. Let's take a look at the happenings on campus this week. In the library training room one, first of three sessions covering Microsoft Excel and all its many features is taking place today at 10 a.m. A great option if you use numbers and data a lot and are looking to sharpen your skills with a very useful online tool. We love a good pragmatic workshop. And the next two sessions will be taking place over the next 2 weeks. Same time, same place. Tonight at 6:30 p.m, the Craft Society are holding a tin wallet decorating event in Welcome Centre LT2. So head to Instagram to get your tickets for that. And speaking of tickets, Take Two Cinema are screening Zootropolis 2 this week, every night at 7:15. So be sure to check that out. And the colleges are holding a Just Dance event tonight at 7 p.m. in Filed Common Room, so lots of fun to be had there. The library is holding a Reader's Speed Friending event on Thursday at 3 p.m. So if you're an avid reader looking to meet new like-minded people, you want to check that one out. And the colleges are holding their Social Chess event at 2 p.m. on Sunday. So no matter your skill level, if you want to chill and play some chess with some other people, then head over to Trevor for that one happening this Sunday. That's it for the campus roundup this week. Your sports briefing is coming up soon. But first, here's The Temptations with My Girl.
Yeah.
Rig FM. Listening to 95.3 Bale Rig FM.
Well, that was Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. Let's head over now to the sports desk, where a resurgent Manchester United created the headline of the weekend with a thoroughly deserved 3-2 win over league leaders Arsenal. That's 2-for-2 for interim manager Michael Carrick against the top two teams in the country. So clearly a refreshed tactical approach is making all the difference there. Arsenal's lead at the top has been reduced to 4 points, with both Man City and Aston Villa clinching comfortable wins this weekend. Heading across the pond to the NFL, the lineup is now complete with favourites the Seattle Seahawks facing the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 60. The NFC game was a shootout in Seattle, with both quarterbacks throwing 3 touchdown passes before the hosts held on for a 31-27 win. Meanwhile, in the AFC Championship game, the Patriots ground out a 10-7 win in a blizzard in Denver. The Broncos were always going to be up against it, with star quarterback Bo Nix suffering a broken ankle in the previous game, and backup Jared Stidham's lack of playing time the previous 2 years proved the difference. The Super Bowl will take place on Sunday the 8th of February, with Bad Bunny headlining the hotly anticipated halftime show. And sticking in the States now, it's almost time for the 2026 Piston Cup season to start off, the 78th season of the racing series. First race of the season is the Florida 500, taking place at the Florida International Super Speedway in Daytona Beach on February 15th. But to get us started, the annual pre-season event, the RPM Clash, takes place in the same location on February 1st. A good way to get an indicator of who to watch this season. Some changes to the lineup. Arik Almirola will not be returning to the Cup Series, with sponsor Retread announcing that Tom Shiftright will be replacing him. Jonas Carvers was also fired by his sponsor No Stall, with Matt Clutchin announced as his replacement. And Revan Go won't be returning to the series at all, which also confirms that we won't be seeing racer Andy Carley returning either. And lastly, to tennis. In the Australian Open, all British participation in the singles has now ended, with Cameron Norrie losing to German third seed Alexander Zverev, while all the main favourites progressed into the quarterfinals. Perhaps the strangest outcome from the weekend was Jessica Pegula defeating close friend Madison Keys and settling a bet involving apple pie with cheddar cheese on top. Apparently something of a Thanksgiving tradition for the Pegula family, and something that's sounding very strange to me right now, but don't knock it until you try it, I guess. Now heading over to entertainment, Ray is dominating the UK charts at the start of 2026 with Where Is My Husband, becoming the first new UK number one of the year after a big streaming surge post-Christmas. And Charlie XCX has released Wall of Sound, the latest track from her upcoming album Wuthering Heights, which drops 13th of February, the same day as Emerald Fennell's film adaptation starring Margot Robbie. And in television, The Traitors reached its dramatic finale with Rachel and Stephen's tactics proving strong, as Stephen's integrity did as well. A strange twist for a traitor, but he stayed true to his commitment not to turn his back on his fellow baddie, and they both walked away with a £47,875 jackpot. Meanwhile, on The Masked Singer, another twist resulted in a double unmasking, revealing Kate Nash and Anton Dubek in a surprise elimination. And The Night Manager has officially returned for Series 2, marking Tom Hiddleston's comeback to the role nearly a decade after the original series. That's it for the news this week. We're going to head straight into some more music with Mary Hopkin and her 1969 hit, Those Were the Days.
Remember how we laughed away the hours.
from Lancaster. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM. Your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
That was Alan Walker with Faded, taking us up to 27 minutes past 8. Time now for a look at the weather and the traffic across Lancaster. And it's not a pleasant day today, and if you look out your window, you'll see what I mean. Large parts of the UK, including Lancaster, are being battered by Storm Chandra, our third storm this month alone. A yellow weather warning for rain is in place for the entire north of the UK, and it's much worse down south. We're already seeing heavy rain and strong gusty winds across Lancaster and the surrounding areas. Rain is falling heavily at times, and we can confirm already that North Drive is partly submerged on the west side, so it's highly likely there will be flooded roads elsewhere throughout Lancaster and Lancashire, so keep your eyes out and avoid any deep flooded areas. Winds are picking up too, with strong gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, making it even more unpleasant out there. So if you're heading out this morning, expect difficult conditions. It's a good idea to keep out for debris on the road, including fallen branches. And if you use any two-wheeled forms of transport, you might want to consider alternative, safer forms today. Conditions are expected to stay wet and windy through much of the morning, so this isn't one that's going to clear quickly. If you can leave a little extra time on your journey, do. And this is already having an impact on travel. Drivers are being urged to take extra care. Even shallow water can cause problems on the road, so avoid driving through it if you can. The strong winds are also a factor. Gusts are making conditions difficult on exposed stretches, and there's a risk of falling branches or debris on the carriageway. Keep a good distance from other vehicles, especially high-sided ones. And the wet and windy conditions, again, are set to continue, so this is going to be a thing. Same can be said for public transport. The trains are testy at the best of times, so anticipate widespread delays and cancellations. Now, coming up, we've got part two of our spotlight session, continuing on from last week. And to remind you who we're exploring, here's Highwaymen by The Highwaymen.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. But I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
Bale Rig FM.
Now that was Highwaymen by The Highwaymen, a supergroup comprised of legendary country singers Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash. We spent last week's spotlight session looking at the solo careers of each of the artists, and now this is going to be part two. We're going to play you some of the songs from the group themselves. Starting off there with the song from their first album, their breakout single, which was simply titled Highwaymen. The four of the country singers weren't actually credited as The Highwaymen. On their first and second albums, they only became known as such towards the later stages of their performance and on their third album. But on their first two, they were simply credited as Nelson, Jennings, Cash, Kristofferson. The first album contained their debut solo, which you just heard, as well as this next song, which we're going to play for you now. It's a cover of Bob Seger's song Against the Winds. Take a listen.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. She was lovely, she was the queen of our nights. There in the darkness with the radio playing low,
the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control. There was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it would never end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running. Rolled slowly past. I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. I found myself further and further from my home. I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worrying about paying or how much I owe. Moving 8 miles a minute for months at a time, breaking all the rules I could bend. I began to find myself searching, searching for shelter again and again.
Against the wind, we were. Shelter against the wind.
All those drifters' days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about. Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind,
we were running against the wind. We found ourselves seeking shelter against the wind.
Against the wind, against the wind.
Bale Rig FM.
So that was Against the Wind, still in our spotlight session on The Highwaymen. And this next track takes us to their second studio album, Highwaymen 2, released in 1990. American Remains is one of their most talked about tracks, and for very good reason. It recaptures a lot of the magic that was found in their breakout hit back in 1985. Like the breakout song Highwaymen, each verse here is sung by a different member of the band, with each one stepping into the role of a different character. Drifters, outlaws, survivors, all kind of tied together by a sense of restless American mythology. And it's almost like four short stories rolled into a song. And it shows just how well these voices work together and how intrinsically they've been linked to American culture. So this right now is The Highwaymen with American Remains.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother, my skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coach and everything was fine, till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once, they shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. I'll ride again. I am a river gambler, I make a living dealing cards. My clothes are smooth and honest,
My heart is cold and hard. I was shuffling for some Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen. But the captain bumped a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard as I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim, and I'll ride again.
We are heroes of the homeland, America remains. We live in many faces and answer many names. We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind.
And poets will.
West farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor, I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend, and I'll rise again.
I am an American Indian, my tribe is Cherokee. My forefathers loved this land, they left it here for me. When the white man came with boats and trains and dirty factories, poisoned my existence with his deed. Nature is our mother, we are sucklings at her breast. He who tries to beat her down will lose her to the rest. They'll never win. I'll ride again.
We are heroes of the homeland, Americans remain. We live in many faces and answer many names. We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind.
And poets tell, we'll rise again.
From Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
So that was The Highwaymen with American Remains in our spotlight session. And whilst their studio albums were something special, a lot of fans will tell you that the real magic happened at their live shows, because these weren't just a band that had kind of been cobbled together. These were country singers with decades of experience, and when they toured together, their concerts felt a lot more like historic events. You had decades of music history on one stage, and it was clear that the four of them had chemistry, both in the songs and in the way they played off the crowd. The next track we're going to play for you was recorded live in March 1990 at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, and later released on the album Live American Outlaws. It captures the raw energy of the group, the crowd reaction, and the presence of four country legends sharing one stage. This song was originally made famous by Johnny Cash, and this performance turns the song into something bigger. Here's The Highwaymen live with Ring of Fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire, went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Bale Rig FM.
So that was The Highwaymen, the country supergroup featuring Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Christofferson and Waylon Jennings, with a live performance of one of Cash's most popular songs, Ring of Fire. To round off our Highwaymen spotlight, we're jumping into their final studio album, The Road Goes On Forever, released in 1995. And by this point, there's a real sense of reflection in the music that we're getting here. These are artists who had lived full, complicated lives, and they weren't shying away from that in their songwriting. Country has always been a very evocative music genre, and it's on full display here. The next track feels especially fitting. Live Forever is about legacy, about the ideas that song, stories, memories carry on long after the people who created them are gone. And for a group like the Highwaymen, the message feels especially powerful given that this would be their last studio album before the deaths of Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash in the early 2000s. So here's how we'll close things out today. The Highwaymen with Live Forever.
I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now.
And you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right.
Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light.
When this old world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
Thank you.
river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now.
Your music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was The Highwaymen with Live Forever, finishing off our two-part spotlight session from the last 2 weeks. Do hope you enjoyed that. All right, let's slow things down a bit and finish this hour with some good news, because there's plenty of heavy stuff out there and it's always nice to end on something uplifting. So this week, one story that stood out came from right here in the UK, and it's all about compassion, generosity and people coming together to show the best side of humanity. Two young men from Sudan, Gil Malawal and John Kui, spent a remarkable 900-mile walk right across Britain. They set off from Dungeness in Kent in late December and trekked all the way up to John O'Groats in Scotland, facing freezing winter conditions and long days on the road. Their goal was simple but powerful: to raise money and help build schools for displaced children from their homeland. And what happened next surprised even them. Along the way, they were met with incredible kindness from people up and down the country. Drivers stopped to offer encouragement and donations. Hosts gave them hot meals and beds for the night. Airbnb hosts refunded their money and donated to their cause. And many local communities opened their doors in support. They originally had hoped to raise around £35,000, but thanks to all the support, they've now raised well over £100,000 and hope to build several schools for children affected by conflict. It's a reminder that even in tough times, ordinary people can make an extraordinary difference, and the kindness really does go all over the country. So that's your good news for today. Just a reminder for you that there's plenty of hope and generosity all around us if we just look for it. And we're almost finished for the day, but we've got another song for you now, an absolute classic from Bobby Darin. It's Mack the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mack the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Have a ho, ho, yeah, sweet tawdry. Ooh, Miss Madalena and Lucy Brown. Jenny Diver, whoa, Sookie Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lynya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe.
95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, folks, that's all we've got time for today, so we do hope you've enjoyed the show, as always. If you want to be featured on our segments, or if you'd like to appear on the show, we're always looking for people with something interesting to say to interview, then message me on Instagram at Samuel Carruthers, or you can head to bailrigfm.co.uk/get involved to find out more about our student radio show. This has been the Big Bailrig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Carruthers on Tuesday the 27th of January 2026. We're just coming up on 9 a.m. now. We'll be back next Tuesday at 8 as always with another show. And until then, I'm going to leave you with Animal Island and Together. Have a great rest of the week. Good luck with the storms and goodbye.
First day on Earth, I fell into your eyes. Look at how our galaxies collide. Every color of the spectrum, every star up in the sky. The planets aligned for you and I. Known you since the dawn of time, with twin flames burning bright. And I can't believe that Earth, you sang me a tune. Forever won't be long enough with you. And I'll never let you go, I'll never say goodbye. Together for eternity, oh, I've loved you since the dawn of time. With twin flames burning bright. And I can't believe that I finally found you. Nothing is better than you and I together. I just wanna stay until the morning sun. Lay here forever, you and I together. I just wanna stay until the morning sun. First day on Earth, I fell into your eyes. Look at how our galaxies collide.
Bailrig FM, your student sound.
Anyone else fancy a Salter?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open until 4 a.m. Monday to Saturday and 2 a.m. on Sundays.
Bailrig FM.